Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Edward Eliscue and Peter Van Steeden, take a hike, extend some hospitality, and cross a bridge. At this very moment, my friends Jackson and Forrest are somewhere north of Hot Springs, North Carolina, along the North Carolina-Tennessee border, on their adventure hiking the Appalachian Trail, or the AT as it's affectionately known. They started out about a month ago, along with their friend James, who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, and all reports so far are that they're having a great time. They must be, because since starting out, they came up with their trail names of Six String, Blue Skies, and Disco. The Appalachian Trail stretches approximately 2,181 miles from Georgia to Maine and touches 14 states. Its lowest elevation is 124 feet at Bear Mountain, New York, and the highest is 6,625 feet at Clingman's Dome in Tennessee. The trail's route is marked by approximately 165,000 white paint blazes, and more than 10,000 people have hiked the entire length of the trail within a year, known as a thru-hike. I'm not sure just how much of the trail this trio is planning on hiking, but they've already accomplished quite a feat, and it'll be great to see the pictures and hear the stories they'll have. So, with best wishes to James, Jackson, and Forrest, or J2F as they're affectionately known, for a continued safe and unforgettable adventure, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about hiking, beginning with Jimmy Allen, who's happy when he's hiking.
Thank you. hike, hike, hiking down the highway till we find a shady lane. We'll be hobnobnobbing with the red, red robin where he sings his sweet refrain. Then we'll ramble through a little byway in the mountain greenery. We'll be happy loafers where the Sunday chauffeurs never spoil the scenery. With the daisies in the glade, won't that be swell? You won't have to be afraid, daisies don't tell. When the birds sing in the lullaby way and the bees are in their comb, we'll be hike, hike, hiking down the highway on our way back home.
We started our musical hike with Jack Leon's band, and I'm happy when I'm hiking. The vocalist on that Piccadilly 78 recorded in London in May of 1931 was Jimmy Allen. I'm happy when I'm hiking was written by Ralph Butler and Raymond Wallace and was recorded by more bands than you might think, including Harry Bidgood, Stan Greening, Harry Hudson, Arthur Lolly, Ray Noble, Jack Payne, and Nat Starr. Next, Frank Auburn and his orchestra were hiking down the highway on July 3, 1931. Frank Auburn was, of course, a pseudonym for Ben Selvin, and the vocalist was Scrappy Lambert. Hikin' Down the Highway was written by Irving Cale and Lee David. Next, it was Art Hickman's orchestra recording for Victor at the Clift Hotel in San Francisco on April 29, 1927, and The Winding Trail. The Winding Trail was written by George Haydn and George P. Howard. George P. Howard also wrote The Polar Bear Rag in 1910, Sam Foxtrot in 1915, and Old New England Moon in 1930. We finished up with a kind of a cowboy prairie get-along little dogie feel with Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, and we'll rest at the end of the trail. The vocal on that May 5, 1936 recording is unidentified. I'm sure James Jackson and Forrest will be tired and weary when they reach the end of the trail, but equally proud and happy. Good luck, guys. I'm Glenn Robison, who once hiked to the top of Mount Whitney a long, long time ago, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For no particular reason whatsoever, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about hospitality, beginning with Rudy Valley.
Have you ever been the guest of a southern family? Did you taste the ham and candied yams and the chicken fricassee? If you've never visited the land of cotton, don't let anything detain you. You'll be swept right off your feet at the way they entertain you. When a dreamy, dark-eyed southern miss let you rob her of a little kiss, that southern hospitality. When she cuddles mighty close to you at the moment that you want her to, that southern hospitality. You'll find her dancing, entrancing. She sings and she plays. She can pick derby winners. And she's not bad at cooking chicken dinners. When you need a loving word or two, and you find she gives her heart to you, that southern hospitality.
Thank you. brand new. That's the one and only place to travel to. Music in the air, dancing everywhere. That's Harlem hospitality. When you hear a welcome to your song, you keep shouting hallelujah all night long. You never rest when you get the best of Harlem hospitality. It's a waste of life. Tell you hear a song I love that uses, yeah, man, it's a taste of life.
The shim, sham, shimmy with the black and tan.
You don't need to eat an apple every day, hindy ho, you keep the doctor far away. You can't get ill when you get the thrill of Harlem hospitality.
Cab Calloway and his orchestra with some of that Harlem hospitality on September 21st, 1933. Harlem Hospitality was one of a number of songs written by Harold Arlen and Jimmy Van Heusen for the Cotton Club Review. Before that, we went to the islands for some Hawaiian hospitality, courtesy of Ted Fiorito and his orchestra. That Decca 78 was made in Los Angeles on February 19th, 1937. The vocal was by the vocal trio The Debutantes, Betty Noyes, Dorothy Compton, and Marjorie Briggs. We started off with some good old-fashioned Southern hospitality provided by Rudy Valley on April 2, 1937. That Southern hospitality was written by Sam Coslow and is from the film Turn Off the Moon. This very day, April 3rd, marks the birth exactly 107 years ago in 1904 in Amsterdam, Holland, of violinist, pianist, bandleader, and composer Peter van Steeden. The family came to the U.S. in 1907, and Peter graduated from New York University's College of Engineering in 1925, where he was a member of the Delta Chi fraternity. He also received extensive private musical training and was the orchestra leader for a great number of radio programs in the 30s and 40s. On April 17, 1935, he took over as orchestra leader from Lenny Hayton for Fred Allen's show Town Hall Tonight until 1940. It was Van Steeden's orchestra who played the theme for Mr. District Attorney after that show moved to NBC and was sponsored on Wednesday nights by Bristol Myers. Other shows Van Steeden worked on included Duffy's Tavern, Your Hit Parade, Break the Bank, McGarry and His Mouse, and Stoopnagel and Bud. He co-composed the 1931 hit Home, and other of his songs include Hand in Hand, My Dad, Cultivate Your Garden, and The Ballad of Lil, along with numerous radio theme songs and commercial jingles. He died in New Canaan, Connecticut on January 3, 1990. Between 1926 and 1932, he recorded several dozen sides for Pathé Actuel, Jeanette, and Victor, among them the following. Thank you.
I want you to know longs to be near you wherever you go. Somebody loves you, and right from the start, happiness flew into someone's heart. Somebody loves you each hour of the day. When you're around, dear, or when you're away, somebody loves you, sweetheart, have you seen? And that somebody is me.
Thank you.
Hot stuff. We began our tribute to Peter Van Steeden with Van's Collegians and Who's Who Are You from around March 5th, 1926. Who's Who Are You was written by Jesse Greer, Raymond Clagas, and Abel Green. That was followed by Chick Bullock with Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra recording for Victor on March 8, 1932, clearly in their sweet band mode, and Somebody Loves You. Next, it was Van and his Hotel Half Moon Orchestra with Louisiana from May 2, 1928. The vocalist there was Jerry White. We finished up with the Hotel Half Moon Orchestra again and Cornfed from August 9, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, March 30th, in 1909, the Queensboro Bridge, also known as the 59th Street Bridge, opened in New York City. It spans the East River and connects Queens and Manhattan. It's a double cantilever bridge and originally cost $18 million and 50 lives. So here to commemorate what is now officially the Ed Koch Queensboro Bridge are some rapidly rotating records about bridges. An extensive $300 million renovation of Queensboro Bridge was begun in 1987 to make sure that it doesn't fall down, unlike London Bridge. Here's Harry Roy.
And meet your lover. Oh, Alice, where art thou? Thank you.
like the water under the bridge, sweetheart. But the roses paled, the moon turned white, and the water froze neath the bridge one night. If the old bridge knew just the way we felt, then the water that froze neath the bridge would melt, and the tide would bring you back to me, and our love would flow as constantly as the water under the bridge.
Fell in love with you on a little bamboo bridge by the waters of Kalua. We found a paradise for two. While we were gazing in the water, the silvery ripples kissed the shore, and your reflection in the water seem to say you'll be mine forevermore. On a little bamboo bridge by the waters of Kalua, you made my dream come true, sweetheart, when I found you.
Abe Blyman and his orchestra and vocalist Sonny Schuyler, who were on A Little Bamboo Bridge on January 21, 1937. On A Little Bamboo Bridge was written by Abner Silver and Al Sherman. I don't know what bridge Freddie Martin and his orchestra were on with Elmer Feldkamp on October 22, 1934, but they were singing about Water Under the Bridge, which was written by Vernon Duke and featured in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934. We began that bridge segment with Harry Roy and his Archaeolians, and London Bridge is Falling Down from October 17, 1932. I've actually paddled a canoe underneath London Bridge, the one in Lake Havasu, Arizona, not the one in London. Last week, April 2nd, marked the birth in 1902 in New York City of lyricist, playwright, producer, and actor Edward Eliscu. After graduating from the City College of New York, he began performing in Broadway plays, including The Racket and Quarantine. In 1929, he produced the score for Great Day with composer Vincent Humans and co-lyricist Billy Rose. Other of his Broadway scores include The Street Singer, Lady Fingers, Meet the People, and The Banker's Daughter. He also contributed to the reviews The Garrick Gaieties, The Little Show, and The 915 Review. Beginning in 1930, he contributed songs to more than 40 film scores, most notably Carioca, from the 1934 Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture Flying Down to Rio, for which he won an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. As a playwright and screenwriter, his screenplays created the films The Gay Divorcee, Three Husbands, and Out of the Blue. He died in Newtown, Connecticut on June 18, 1998. With collaborators including Jay Gorney, Gus Kahn, Johnny Green, and Vernon Duke, Edward Eliscu wrote hits such as Music Makes Me, Meet the People, A Fellow and a Girl, They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, and these.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark. Judgment Day.
But the shadows that fall only seem to recall all my longing for you. There's a dream in the moonbeams upon the sea of blue. But the moonbeams that fall only seem to recall love is all, love is you.
We started a tribute to Edward Eliscu with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with a vocal quartet consisting of the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris, plus Jack Fulton and Great Day. Great Day was written by Vincent Humans, Billy Rose, and Edward Eliscu, and is the theme song from the Broadway musical comedy Great Day, which opened at the Cosmopolitan Theater on October 17, 1929. 8 days after that recording was made, and ran for 36 performances. Next, it was Douglas Newman with Nye Mayhew and his orchestra and Orchids in the Moonlight from January 19, 1934. Vincent Humans wrote the music, and the lyrics were written by Ellis Skew and Gus Kahn. Orchids in the Moonlight is from the 1933 Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture Flying Down to Rio. We finished up with Libby Holman in November of 1929 and Happy Because I'm in Love, another Rose Ellis Skew Humans product. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.